Nerdy is the new sexy. It's good to be a geek. This is Bud's Weekly Geek Out.
Well, hey, Bud.
Hi, Dylan. Hi, Jenny.
Hi, Bud.
Whoa, Jenny.
Right?
What are we geeking out on, pal?
Once again this week. Well, once again, I haven't done one of these in 2 years. Three smaller stories, none of them geeky enough for a full geek out. It's edition 15 of The Week in Geek. First, Roomba, that cute little robot vacuum that's... Well, Roomba's sort of become the genericized name for all robot vacuums.
Yeah, like Kleenex.
Yeah, exactly. Band-Aid, Popsicle, heroin... Like, all of these are actual trademarked brand names owned by companies.
But I cannot believe Bud went to heroin. What are you talking about?
I've never heard you say that word before.
But it actually was a product made by a company initially that held a trademark.
I didn't know that.
Interesting.
Sorry, that got off track. Anyway, Roomba, or actually its parent company, iRobot, Amazon started the process to buy iRobot in 2022, but they called the whole thing off on Monday. The reason was, quote, no path to regulatory approval in the European Union, end quote. The EU is really trendsetting in tech these days, mostly with its strong data protection. So in this case,
good for them, by the way.
Absolutely. 100%. Yeah. Now, in this case, the European Commission had raised formal concerns over a brand as huge as Amazon owning the Roomba brand and what that might do to competing robot vacuums, obviously. Plus, there was this huge privacy concern because Roombas have the ability to map your home as they go around picking up kitty litter, and Jeff Bezos having the floor plan to your house and millions of other houses never seemed like a good idea.
Right.
So the European Commission could have vetoed the acquisition over competition concerns, which would have slowed down or possibly killed the whole deal. So the two companies just decided to kibosh the plans. Mm. Unfortunately, Amazon looks to come out of this unscathed, but iRobot has laid off about 350 employees, around a third of its workforce, and its CEO/chair of the board is also stepping down. Second, and speaking of layoffs, this is terrible. Almost 2,000 people have been laid off at Blizzard Entertainment. They're the ones behind World of Warcraft. Mm. This happened because Microsoft, which just completed the purchase of Activision Blizzard in October, they decided to cancel a Blizzard survival game first announced in 2022. So it was going to be a new original story. Blizzard had put out a call for artists, designers, and programmers, and now that's no longer happening. Some of the staff who were working on the survival game, thankfully, are being moved to other projects rather than being laid off. At 1,900 people suddenly without jobs. Just yikes.
Almost, sounds like radio.
Right? Yeah, it's terrifying, right? The 1,900 people represents almost 9% of Microsoft's total gaming employees, and they had already laid off another 10,000 people last January.
You know what's funny? I was just reading an article this morning from one of the big developers in Vancouver.
Yeah.
A very serious concern right now for basically designers and developers is them losing their jobs to AI. Like
100%.
fast approaches.
100%.
Yeah.
And 10,000 people were laid off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's been a terrible time in gaming. There's been layoffs at Epic Games, Unity, the game engine, Twitch, the streaming platform, Riot Games, Roblox, Discord, lots of smaller studios. Like, I hate that videogamelayoffs.com is a thing, but it's a thing. So we'll turn things around with some good news.
Thank God.
To end from the world of Facebook.
Yes.
Our little Japanese friend Slim, that stands for Smart Lander for Investigating Moon, right?
They finally made it to the moon.
Exactly. Mm. But the problem was the lander, it didn't end up the right way up, so its solar panels were facing down.
Whoops.
And it had very limited battery life after it made the trip. Like, low battery life is sad when you're downtown and your phone is about to die, but it's a bit more of a deal for a 200-kilogram vehicle sent 384 kilometers from this planet and costs $163 billion to make.
I think it was more than 384 kilometers.
384,000 kilometers. There we go.
You were describing a trip to Kamloops.
I do research for this show. But good news, everyone. We just heard Monday that at the dawn of a new lunar day, the sun hit the panels.
Yay!
And Slim powered up and got back to work.
Get up,
so
boy,
from
Slim.
Here, hard to say how long it's going to keep going. A lunar day is about 14 Earth days, but that means that once the sun sets on that side of the moon, Slim will be subject to a lunar night, also 14 days, which it was not designed to withstand. So here's hoping it'll be able to send back some good data and photos. I kind of call it a win already because they've sent back a photo of a rock, which the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency dubbed toy poodle, because it kind of looks like one.
Aww.
It's adorable. So you can read more about any of these three stories at thezone.fm/geekouts.
Amazing.
Thanks, Bud.
Bye.
Bud's Weekly Geek Out. Sometimes you know it's good to be a geek. Listen every Wednesday on The Morning Zone for more news from the world of techie type stuff.